Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behind the badge.
Ooh, Merry Christmas. 18 minutes after 4 o'clock, it's Chicago's Afternoon News. I'm Steve Bertrand. Thanks very much for tuning in. I truly appreciate it. We're talking grudges a little bit, and I would imagine those are the sorts of... We've got so many things to overcome at the Christmas dinner table this year. Let's throw the grudges into it as well. Suzanne Deggs-White is with us. She's the Chair of Counseling and Higher Education at Northern Illinois University. Suzanne, it's great to talk to you again.
Thank you so much for having me.
Okay, so what do we hold grudges over? I don't know if that was part of your research, but what is it that we tend to hang on to?
Basically, we hold grudges over any event in our past where we felt we were wronged and no action was taken to correct the wrong. It can be grudges about disagreements with neighbors. It can be grudges about folks who got us angry and didn't give us the satisfaction of being able to settle the disagreement. We can have grudges about a poor evaluation at work, and kids can have grudges against teachers who give them grades they earn. They felt they should have gotten better. So we can have grudges about anything that comes from an interaction with someone where we feel wronged.
I wonder how many grudges are shared both ways, or how many people, I wonder how many people have grudges against me that I'm completely unaware of.
You know, and that's the funny thing about grudges. Our grudges are things we carry with us, but a lot of times the person that caused our ill feelings isn't even aware of the damage that their reaction to us or their engagement with us actually caused for us. So we're allowing someone to make us miserable throughout our days without them even knowing what they've done. We're giving a lot of power to people who don't even realize they've got that power over us.
So in all the energy I spend being angry at someone who's not aware of it, I'm really only hurting myself.
You know, and that's the truth, because when we hold a grudge, it keeps us in that kind of anger state and that resentment and bitterness. It keeps the cortisol and the other stress hormones circulating in our body. And when that happens, we really are attacking our own system. Production of cortisol can cause heart problems, digestive problems. It can wreak havoc on our bodies. And again, we're giving power to someone who probably doesn't even realize what they're doing to us.
Are there people out there, I'm going to say I think there are, who actually enjoy holding a grudge, who get some delight out of it?
You know, Steve, that's true. Some of us carry cherished hurts. And these kind of feelings that this person wronged me, and we like that status of being the wrong person. And what the sad thing is we're allowing ourselves to be a victim in our own narrative. Rather than taking power back, we enjoy the thought that we were wrong. This person did me wrong. I'm the vulnerable party. And if we're not taking control of our own lives, we really are creating a narrative in which we're the loser. And we should change that narrative and take back control and let go of that grudge.
Okay, so I might have a grudge against my 8th grade teacher. Does that impair my relationship with my wife and children?
It sure can, because when you spend time focused on something that happened in the past, it keeps you from being in the moment and being in the present. And those cherished hurts can really get in the way of feeling good about those good things that are happening around us now. You know, we have a limited amount of time and energy to focus at any part of our lives. And when we're allowing the past to keep dragging us back and kind of get, it's almost like polishing that anger, polishing that hurt, we really aren't being present for the people that love us and need us around there. And our bad moods, when we're in a bad mood in our head, it can spill out. And then we can be mad at our wife, mad at our children, because we're thinking evil thoughts about something that happened back when we were 14 years old.
So if I behave badly at home, I could blame Mr. Clip, my physiology teacher from high school?
Well, the sad thing is you're going to have to blame yourself, because you're the one allowing that resentment and anger from 30 years ago to carry on into now.
Mr. Clip doesn't know I deserved an A or think I deserved an A, right? It's not his fault.
It's not his fault. He gave you what he thought you deserved. You know, people, and when we want to be a victim, some of us like the victim narrative because it kind of gives us a certain status, like, treat me special because I'm a special person. But those people don't realize what they've done a lot of times. And so we stoop down, we pick up this burden, and we carry it through our lives, giving the past control over our present.
Okay, I've got a texter I want to ask you about. I now have a grudge, the texter says, against my boss. When I was hired 4 years ago, we had a bill 8 hours a day. Now we have to build a 10-hour day with no bonus, to ask twice, and I'm And so anyway, they're upset with their work situation. More is expected of them than before. And the texter says, am I appropriate to bring it to their attention? She's, you're so right, she says, I'm having a hard time letting it go.
Yeah, you know what? When it comes to a sense of equity and justice, the best thing we can do is take our concerns to the person that caused the grudge. A lot of times we're so focused on what we're doing, we may not realize what the results of our actions have on those around us. Just because life is busy and we're trying to, this boss may be trying to make a quota, they may be having pressure put on them from up above and not realizing the harm they're doing to morale and loyalty of their employees. And so, yeah, taking it in a way, and you have to speak about these things in a way that you can be heard. You can't go in accusing, back when I was 8 years old, here's what you did to me. That's not going to win any points, and it's not going to get you heard. So going, yeah, I'm kind of curious about this new situation at work. I'm kind of curious about these new hours we're supposed to bill. Help me understand better. And if you come from that place of curiosity, it kind of gives the other person a chance to explain their side of the story.
We're talking to Suzanne Deggs White, the chair of counseling and higher education at Northern Illinois University. Suzanne, I'm sure that there will be unspoken grudges at a lot of Christmas dinner tables coming up. And so what do we do about that?
You know, it's really important. We're not going to, you know, sometimes we have to put our grudges aside. When it comes to holiday gatherings, if you're able to gather with your family this year, you know, sometimes it's important just to be present and be in the moment. We have to let go. We can choose not to let the past color our future or color our present. And so when you're mad at Uncle Tom for his feelings about something, you know, you can choose in this time, at this moment, in this place, I'm going to choose to let it go. And it's an intentional kind of choice. We have to do that sometimes because we do have control over our behavior. We may still have feelings, but how we express them is really in our own control.
You know, I want to go back to that worker who's upset with their boss and the idea of confronting or approaching the person with whom you have the grudge. I would imagine 95% of those grudges ease because you start, if you start talking it out to yourself before you approach the other person, you realize there might be a lot of silliness involved.
Absolutely. You begin to make sense of things and you begin to see it from a different perspective. And it's like, it's funny, it's about counseling and therapy. You know, sometimes a person just needs to be able to talk about their problems to feel better. And sometimes when you begin to think about, well, let me see it from this other person's side, let me think about it, why would the boss do this? You know, what might be the reasons? You begin to realize, boy, I'm holding a grudge about something that my boss doesn't have control over. And so it really does help you to think through things. And you can, when you take a logical mind and you come at it not from an emotional place, but more of a rational place, you can begin to see it's silly to waste this energy about something. One, you can't change the past. You can't undo what happened when you were 14. You can change the present. And if it's an issue you have with someone who you feel is treating you unfairly, by asking them about it and thinking through it, you begin to see it in a way that you hadn't before because you're being more logical and reasonable about it and not just being fired by that anger.
Suzanne Deggs White from Northern Illinois. You know, I think just talking to you, I this is a terrible habit I have. I will have arguments with people in my head.
You know,
and all of a sudden, I'm so fired up about something that didn't even happen. Help me make that stop.
Right. You know, again, that cherished hurt and that cherished, you know, we somehow cherish those things. We like to ruminate on these negative things, and then we have these discussions. And what we have to do is tell ourselves and remind ourselves, come back to the present. It's almost like PTSD in a way, because you're reacting to something that's not in the moment, and you're letting your thoughts get away from you. And so just, you know, when you're doing that, say, you know, calm down. Let's go for a walk. Let me just take a break. Let me pet the dog or pet the cat. I need to let go of this anger.
Let me ask you, Suzanne, do you have any grudges? Come on.
Oh, I've got, I have a grudge or two in my life, but you know what? I've learned to compartmentalize them, and some of them I've actually addressed with the person that left me feeling unhappy and unsatisfied, and it makes a world of difference when you allow yourself to take control of the bad feelings you feel.
Suzanne Deggs-White, the Chair of Counseling and Higher Ed at Northern Illinois University. Thank you so much for joining us, helping out today. I appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thank you so much, and have a wonderful holiday.
Thanks. Same to you. It's Chicago's Afternoon News.